What is the ultimate cause for faith to appear in one? It is the mercy of the devotees. How does faith help one to get out of the cycle of birth and death? Because the Lord is merciful, He has given the scriptures, so one has to utilize the shastras and learn it and come to know the knowledge so that he can come out of ignorance. So even if one is affected by time, old age, disease or fear, still through ajnana sukriti, if one gets faith, then he can get out of all this and finish the cycle of birth and death. So this is the importance of acquiring knowledge. Because Gajendra, in his prayers, he says, Icchami kalena nayasya viplabaha. He says, the darkness in the heart of the living being cannot be eradicated without any endeavor. The darkness will not vanish on its own. The darkness will remain even after a jiva spends millions of lifetimes in this world. So the passage of time does not eradicate ignorance automatically. Just like if this room is unclean, if people have eaten prasad here and there is rice particles and dal particle, some water here, it is really spoiled. Nobody can walk over this floor. Somebody has to clean it. On its own, it will not get cleaned. Is it not? Somebody has to bring water, jadu, phenol, everything, and make that effort. Then only it can be cleaned. Similarly, Gajendra says that the darkness in the heart of the living entity is not going to be cleaned simply by yelling or shouting. Or you cannot eradicate darkness unless the sun rises to eradicate the darkness. Similarly, the mercy of Krishna has to be attracted by our endeavor to eradicate this ignorance by acquiring knowledge. That is why we study the Shastra and learn from Shastra what is right, what is wrong. And the beauty of this knowledge is, he says here, even though we may be affected by, our body may be affected by old age or disease or death, this knowledge remains fresh. You can see our Krishna Vena Prabhu, sometimes he's stumbling to walk, but you will find him coming for the Bhagavatam class, sitting, and the knowledge is very fresh. And the knowledge gives ecstasy even in an old body. Body may be old, body may be sickly. You hear some knowledge that revives your soul, that's a smile on the face. So the knowledge cannot be impeded by old age or disease or death, even by death also. Proof is, Bharat, his knowledge remained intact even after he became a deer, even in the deer's body also. So that is the spiritual knowledge in relation to Krishna. In this way, the result of that Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam is Shraddha, which is most important. If the Divya Jnana doesn't produce Shraddha, the Divya Jnana is simply considered Nanyat Yata Stula Tushava Gati Nam, he says. It's like beating an empty husk. If you have an empty husk with no rice grains, beating the husk wouldn't mean anything. So the knowledge of a Jnani is compared to that, beating an empty husk. Whereas the knowledge of a devotee is, when you beat a husk, the grains come out. Similarly, when we cultivate this bhakti, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnan, the result of that is Shraddha is produced. The result of the bhakti jnan is Shraddha. Yeah. How a bewildered jiva can come out of the disturbances of the material world? Jiva's intelligence is covered by the bewilderment which is caused by the disturbances of the material world. So we need a favorable field to sow the seeds of bhakti. The qualification needed is faith. Maya mugdasya jivasya ngeyo anarthaschaturvidah hrid daurbalyam cha aparado asatrishna tatva vibramah. These are the anartha clouds, dark clouds that envelop the living entity and keep him submerged in deep ignorance. What are they? This is hridaurbalyam, weakness of heart, like desire for fame and name, envy for other living entities, this kind of things are called as hridurbalyam. Similarly, there is asatrishna, means craving for earthly or heavenly pleasures, or craving for the powers of siddhis, or mukti, and all these things. So, craving for anything material is asatrishna. Similarly, the different types of aparadhas, and also having wrong notions about the nature of the soul and God, like sahajayism or mayavad, this is called as svatattva vibrama, paratattva vibrama, sadhana sadhya vibrama. So, one has to rise above, come out of this dark cloud of anarthas that keeps us in ignorance. But how can this ignorance and illusion be exploded? How is it possible? That is possible when there is some initial Shraddha. So that is why Adho Shraddha, it is said. There has to be some Shraddha in the wisdom of the great souls. If we think the great souls are fools, then we become a greater fool. We can never acquire anything in our spiritual life. So the great Vaishnavas, you can easily see, Prabhupada says there are so many conditioned souls wandering in this world. They work so hard without following Krishna's order to do surrender, sarvadharman parityajya. Karmakandis are busy going to heaven. Jnanakandis are busy speculating and studying Shastra to pull out something with their own fertile brain. And the yogis are busy acquiring siddhis. Nobody is following Krishna except a devotee. Devotee only follows Mamekam Sharanam Braja. And we have to become follower of devotees. That's all. So then the Shraddha seed, which is very minute, can be grown, developed by faithfully hearing from devotees and getting enlightened. So the jiva is enveloped by the covering of these four types of anarthas. But the anarthas can be very quickly destroyed. Hridayantastohya badrani vidunoti suratsatam. By the regular recitation and hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam from the Vaishnavas. And by that, gradually when the wisdom dawns, it's like, you're covered with a blanket now. You can't see the sun, but we should have faith in those who are telling there is sun. Like Zolan Siyapata Goswami Maharaj is telling, I happened to be in a lecture, he was telling in the class, he did a dramatic presentation. He said, a boy was sleeping in a bed, covering himself with 2 to 4 blankets on a cold winter. And he had closed the windows and doors and everything, and the father was battering the door. Beta, get up. It is time for the school. The bus is going to come in 10 minutes. Get up quickly. You have to take a bath and go to the school. And the boy shouted back, I don't see the sun. It is still dark. Papa, you also sleep. He was telling. Father said, no, you can see the sun, but for that you have to open the door and window. Get up and open the door. The boy was so lazy, he didn't even come out of the blanket. When will he open the window and doors to see the sun? So he was giving excuse that there is no sunlight. Similarly, the conditioned jiva is very adamantly unwilling to come out of his ignorance, simply delighting in ignorance, thinking ignorance is bliss. So he needs sufficient kicks. Then after that only, maybe the father has to break open the door and come in and give a good beating, then he'll get up. So, in this way, the conditioned soul covered with ignorance can come out provided he develops Shraddha. If the boy has Shraddha in what father is saying, then he may try to come out of the blanket and open the window and see whether daylight has come. Then the light will come subsequently. That is why the initial Shraddha is there, which has to be developed by further Shraddha in the devotees and Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing them with great transcendental faith, not looking here and there, with focused attention, listening, and that will awaken more and more Shraddha, and the anartha will be destroyed. How is it easier to get attraction for chanting? When one has faith, it is easier to get attraction to that spiritual sound of the name of the Lord, and thus chanting with faith results in 100% attraction for the Lord. And faith ultimately results in bhakti, and develops in different stages until bhav and prem. So, the 100% attraction of the Lord is going to come. when we not only hear the knowledge faithfully, the result of hearing that bhakti jnan faithfully is fixity in chanting of the holy name. Because that is actually the proof that one has faith in the knowledge. Like there are many people who are eager to study Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam, or Ramayana, Mahabharata, and all the Itihasas, Puranas. And there are people who give elaborate sattahas in India. But actually the result of their attraction to Shastric study should be that they should want to chant the holy names. If the attraction to the holy name is not awakened, then that attraction for the Shastric study could be something else. So it could be just for some scholarly aptitude or something. So he's saying here, the faith, initial faith we have, has to be expanded by further hearing the Shastras. And the result of that faith should be that one develops a firm faith in chanting of the holy name. And then the chanting of the holy name will produce the desired effect of clearing the anartha cloud, and then revealing the beautiful rupa and leela and guna of Krishna, which is compared to your sun. When the cloud is removed, then the sun can be seen. Like that, our vision is blocked by the anarthas, which should be removed. Harinam Prabhu ki.